Coach Bowie, good morning.
Bad with all these computer things. I hit the wrong button. Apologize.
Not a problem at all. You guys, with a tremendous effort down at 19th-ranked USF, come up short 31-17, but certainly right in the game to the very end. Give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, you know, I was pleased with how we handled the entirety of the trip, you know, from a standpoint of our preparation beforehand, our focus the day before the game, our focus during the game, not letting the 19th ranking and the pro stadium become a factor in our performance. And then I thought our kids went on the field and they played like I'd hoped they would play, which was physical and not worrying about making mistakes. And you know, I thought we gave them everything that we could, and certainly had it in the fourth quarter at 17-17, which is, you know, where I wanted to be. I wanted to make sure they were coaching in the fourth quarter.
Being able to go nose to nose with a team as highly acclaimed as USF, did you learn anything about your team that you didn't know, or were you expecting that you guys could give them that kind of challenge?
Well, you know, I didn't certainly know what would happen, but we are a veteran team, 19 seniors, a ton of guys that have played a lot of football, so I thought we'd handle the moment correctly. Obviously, South Florida is terrific, prolific on offense, you know, athletic on defense, you know, I think we came in there and played our game and made plays, and as the minutes went by, I think we gained more confidence, and I think what I learned about my team is that we'll compete, and I think we have enough talent to be successful. Now it's finding the winning ingredients to win the football game.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad. I want to start on the defensive side, because I thought you guys were unbelievable. You hold USF to 339 yards and really contained Quinn Flowers, their Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. What was the key to containing him the way that you did, and what was your assessment of the way you guys played defensively?
Well, I think we had some terrific individual performances. Our linebacker, Shane Lawless, had the best game a linebacker I've seen play, and I've been involved with some great ones over the course of my career. I mean, and not only from his production standpoint, but, I mean, he took on some linemen and made them part of the problem. I thought our weak safety, Chris Cooper, was terrific. He canceled out a lot of plays. So we ran the football really well. I thought we tackled extremely well, but when we did miss a tackle, there were guys there, and we turned them back into our pursuit and rallied to the ball.
How about on the offensive side of the ball? And while the numbers weren't flashy, Joe Carbone with a pretty solid effort at quarterback for you, I thought. What was your take on the way he played?
Yeah, we played 57 minutes of errorless football, which is our goal going into that game. You can't give them the ball. You know, we had two other opportunities that we drove down in that we weren't able to come up with points. So I thought our offense, sort of offensive line, really was able to neutralize their blitz stuff and be able to not allow them to have a major negative plays. And then, you know, I thought we did things efficiently offensively, and our goal was to possess the ball. We did that throughout the first half and throughout the game from a perspective of not giving them opportunities, win the field position battle and give them a long field, and we did that. So I was pleased with our offense. I think we made some strides. We worked hard in the offseason. We were not very good last year for a number of reasons, and we took care of that. We only had one penalty, and we didn't turn the ball over, as I said, until we had to just chuck it to see if we can get something.
You used a variety of guys at the running back spot, and obviously Stacy had the big run to tie the game. How did you think that group performed?
Yeah, I think it's the strength of our team. We can go to any four of those guys and feel like we can run the football and possess the ball. I think they all performed admirably. I think, you know, once again, it was a matter of getting tough yards and grinding those positive situations and then keeping the ball moving and staying ahead of the chains.
Andrew Trent was the conference's special teams player of the week. He comes up with that big punt block that you guys recovered to take the early lead. Can you talk about that play? And was that something that you saw that you might be able to do on film, or was it just a big individual play by Andrew?
No, our special teams coordinator certainly saw that on film, and we knew we were going to go after the punt in the correct situation. That was a correct one, having them backed up. But you give credit to the kids because they performed it exactly perfectly. You know, he got the block, but two or three other guys were instrumental in freeing him up to get the block. And then, you know, Augie Contreras recovered in the end zone. So that was obviously a big play in the game, and certainly a great way to start the year off.
Yeah, turn the page and begin conference play on Saturday. Head back on the road at Rhode Island, and Rhode Island certainly played well against Central Michigan, taking them to triple overtime. As you sort of prepared for Rhode Island, what are some of the keys for your team in that game?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, they obviously had that game won in the second overtime, and unfortunately were not able to put the ball through the uprights. But they played a great game with a comeback in that game. And, you know, from what I've seen on film in the last, 24 hours, is they're a well-coached team, as Coach Fleming has had them over his time there. They don't have any young kids in the two deep as far as freshmen, which is different for them. So I think they've got more veterans that are playing that have been part of the process. And, you know, we've always had battles against them in our meeting, so I don't expect anything different.
Yeah, Coach Fleming kind of said the same thing. They were obviously pretty good on defense. You guys are on defense. Is that do you go into the game with that mindset that it's probably going to be one that you're going to have to grind out?
I guess you always see how the games go, but I think defensively they've done a nice job. And I think, as I said, they're very well coached on the defensive side of the ball, and don't give you a lot of things up the field. You got to earn your yardage. You know, they gave up yards against Central Michigan, but didn't give up big plays.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for the time today. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
You got to apologize for the